Ever since the Parkland, Florida school shooting in February, schools have been even more alert to the possibility of gun violence. On Thursday night, Highline Public Schools in South King County is holding the first in a series of community meetings about school safety. As 88.5 Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross explains, other districts say they're taking threats very seriously as well.
Students streamed out of class as part of a national walkout a week ago. They spoke in favor of tighter gun laws and described what it's like to live in an age of lockdowns. Just this month, the King County Sheriff's Office says three students in the Highline School District were arrested for bringing guns to school. Tacoma has had incidents as well. Dan Volpel is a spokesman for Tacoma Public Schools. He says two students at Oakland High School were arrested after a gun went off accidentally in a restroom, firing into the floor. Three other students were arrested at other schools in the district for threatening violence.
We have a community service campaign that we started with the Tacoma Police Department called See Something, Say Something, and we're encouraging the community anytime they've heard of a threat against a school to immediately call 911.
Volpel says two of the three threats were made on social media, one on Snapchat and the other on Facebook. He says other students shared the posts and parents found out about them, helping to alert the authorities. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.